You're listening to Fakeologist Audio, a periodic audio where I explore the world of media fakery. You can find my blog at fakeologist.com, where you'll find all the links to the live stream and audio archives. You will also find links to my sub-blogs, forums, email, PayPal, Twitter, and YouTube. If you're listening live, add me as a Skype contact, Fakeologist, and call in. Now, here's your host, the Fakeologist, Abarato.
Good evening, April the 22nd, 2021. The Fakeologist Show. That's an old bumper that I play, that I recorded years ago. I just thought I'd try it out, and I like the song, and most of the information that I pre-recorded is accurate. Jeez, I used to have all kinds of musical bumpers back then, and many of my favorite songs were that, of course. What is that? That's Magic by Olivia Newton-John. Just let me turn my phone off here. Okay, I do this show Sunday to Thursday, so it's the end of the broadcast week at 8:30 p.m. in the Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I'm on the north shores of Lake Ontario in the most locked-down jurisdiction in all of North America, Ontario. I guess Ontario will be the first to go down into this New World Order mega-region, mega-city system. Because we're being pounded with cases. Cases are not infections. And infections are not a deadly disease. And even by their own definition, it's not a deadly disease. But what we are, what is happening is we are in the grips of an economic destruction. That's the best. That's real. There is an economic takedown of the middle class, and it is basically a march to communism. Crony capitalism on top, communism on the bottom. That's what we're going through, and it's all under the fog of this COVID, just this COVID war, this war on the germ, this elevation of the germ theory to govern all our human activity and human actions. This inversion of health, this inversion of how we get sick, the nature of illness, the nature of the invisible microzyma exosomes, which we cannot see, so therefore the tricksters can use what we cannot see and we cannot sense to manipulate us in the most damaging of psychological operations I've ever heard of. Normally, psyops last a day or two, and then they just write laws in reaction to them. But we never really hear many of the details over and over again, day after day, week after week, month after month, now year after year. So even if you were half on board or half not on board, just the constant crushing of the information in every media possible, new and old, is very hard to resist. And then all the evidence around us, exhibited by masks and just constant advertising. That's it. There's just masks and constant advertising. There's no dead people dropping around us. Yes, we all know some person who felt ill from just seasonal or just general malnutrition illness. And because it's all labeled COVID all the time, then it won't take long before you'll find someone who identifies or said they had a phony test to say they had COVID. So that just reinforces the myth in your head. But as for the full hospitals, that's a lie. As for the full ICUs, well, that also is in general a lie, especially since the ICUs in many cases have contracted, gotten smaller, because even though there's room in the hospital, they don't have the staff to operate an ICU bed, and therefore that bed is not opened, and therefore they might only have a limited amount of beds. And in a private setting, hospitals have to be running at 95% capacity to make money. They're businesses. Whereas here in the public, healthcare system, they tend to, because healthcare is free, quote unquote, where people have unlimited access. Well, as you know, if you give away something, there's always going to be a lineup. We had a guy, a businessman in Toronto every year for the longest time who gave away free Christmas turkeys. Even though they were the smallest ones you could find, doesn't matter. The lineups were around the block for hours or days before he actually gave them out. So that is the power of giving something away for free with no cost, even if the thing is only worth about $10 or $15. People will still line up forever to get it. And the same with the healthcare system. So, of course, the healthcare system here where I live is always going to be out. The supply is always going to be outstripped by the demand because the demand is really unlimited and people were abusing the system. They have a hangnail, they go to the hospital. So it was always overcrowded. Even if they just charged $10 to walk through the front door, it would cut the demand in half. But they just don't do that here. So, yeah, of course the hospitals are always overrun before the pandemic. But now I dare say that they are underrun because, A, people are afraid to go to the hospital because they don't want to catch COVIDs in their minds, or they don't want to go through the invasive screening process, or they're told not to come. Because they're told that all the clinics, everything can be done online. And some people just stay at home because they just don't want to go get into the system. And who can blame them? That is the whole point of this thing. They're trying to stifle demand for healthcare and cut it down and get people trained not to access the healthcare system and basically to save money. Even though they print the money, they want to stifle demand. And this is going to be a permanent thing until an entire generation, an entire larger cohort of the population is dead and gone. And that might take 10 to 20 years, the life of one generation. So that in a nutshell is what's happening in Ontario. They are under the super strictest lockdown. They're trying to kill the logistics and the transportation businesses now because they say those are the super spreaders since those are some of the few businesses that are left running. Also, construction for the most part is still running. We have a very short construction season here because it's only warm 4 months of the year. But overall, that business is still going. But the COVID super duper anti-science table that's running this province, the doctatorship, the medical tyranny, the public health, Johns Hopkins, Paul Della Lana School trained epidemiologists, they are calling the shots. Now, they're also jerking the premier around a bit because he is just a businessman that inherited his father's business and sort of a spoiled kid, but to me, he still seems like an okay guy. Not as great as his brother, but this guy, I would say, is fairly sincere. And today, he was seen crying. Now, I don't know if... I didn't listen to it myself. I just heard about it. So I'll just try and bring it up and see what Thug Ford had to say. If we want to play a bit of it, here we go. Emotional, okay. I told you, I don't want... Oh, I see what happened. I got to change my my account here because I told the Google News not to give me any Toronto Star or any other website that charges money to look at. So let's see here. We got it wrong. So here he is crying away. Or tearing up or something. Let's just hear Thug Ford.
The mass vaccination centers, the primary care docs, and the pharmacies have done a great job. And we just need to get more vaccines and really focus on our plan. And our plan is to target the hotspots, be it Peel. I'll give you an example. Peel has 152 pharmacies. That's more than anywhere in the country. We're ramping up, and as we hope we're going to get more vaccines in May, we're really going to go hard, which we're going right now. We have mobile units set up. We're going into companies, targeting companies, both in Peel. There's 13 public health units with 114.
Let's see if we can catch him crying.
This is the first time I have seen you this emotional. Well,
we missed the emotional.
Hospitals.
Your next question comes from
scientific advisors, including
data of the cell around the world every single day. Well, I'm going to totally, you know, sincerely disagree with that last comment, Colin. And first of all, when it comes to the NDP and Andrew Horton,
recently said
Grant and Gold saw the
authority to
we're going to continue. Everyone across the province gets some, but we're going to really focus on those areas.
Your next question comes from
up, and as we hope we're going to get more vaccines in May.
Okay, I have had enough of this guy. Well, anyway, my idea is, and I just created a short link, by the way, to my post that I may add more to. It's called fake11.com/table. Now, these are the medical tyrannists that are running our province right now. These are the ones that are Rhodes Scholars, they're eugenicists, they are all part of the worldwide network of epidemiologists, and that's not a big conspiracy, that's just a fact. These people are trained in the same vein to help reduce the population through the spread of the idea that viruses are contagious and they are out to kill you. But nothing could be further from the truth. It's actually the cure that's the poison, which is the quaxines, which they can put anything they want in. There's no way for you to verify any of it. There's no way for you to test it. And if you look at the long list of things that they say are in it, they are just poison. They're poisonous. They're bad for our system. There's no way they help. And when they mass quaxinate everyone, then everyone is going to come down with them, for the most part, with the same type of ill effects. And then they could easily say that is the second wave or the third wave or the variant or the variable or the whatever they want to call it, ad infinitum, ad nauseum. If we click on here, these are the people that are telling the premier what to do. The premier has no idea what to do. None of these leaders, so-called leaders, in any of the states or jurisdictions, the provinces, they have no idea what to do. They're completely hostage to these so-called experts. These are the guys that are using their witch doctor voodoo science to, plus all their psychological techniques, to alter the course of history. These are the people, behavioral science, it's a huge group of people. And I went through it the other day. So I have that on fake11.com/table, but they're giving, I don't know exactly how the last couple days worked out with the advice to Thug Four, but some of these table people, some of these people on the table that we should overturn were saying that they didn't tell Thug Four to tell everyone to close down the parks and the school and the playgrounds for children. But basically, the idea is they're making the public, they're making the leaders, who are just not experts, they're just politicians, populists, whatever you want to call them. They're making them all look bad, so they're setting them up to fail, basically. And my idea is that the leaders we have now, maybe the last leaders, elected leaders, we'll ever see in North America. They will be replaced with technocrats, experts, people that we can trust, the people we should have listened to, like all these so-called doctors on the science table. So they will lead us out of this medical quandary. Everything else in the economy, everything else in society be damned, because we have this one single focus to purge viruses and variants from our society at the cost of everything else, at the cost of roads, education, just the whole way our system is set up. So if they have to destroy this entire structure just to stamp out every last invisible virus, they will do it. And then when everything is smoldering and ashes on the ground, it will be rebuilt in a technocratic way. And the excuse will be we're building it in a way so we never, ever experience a virus again, or at least for another 100 years. That is what they're doing. That's why I say they're making all these elected officials look stupid, look bad. They're set up to fail in any way. And they can easily just change the story. They can easily, even if it isn't true, change the story that he didn't listen, he didn't take the advice. And that will make the public lose confidence in elected officials, electing people from among themselves, self-government as it were, and bow down to the technocratic rule that they want to bring in. Because everyone here, there's no one amongst our population that is qualified enough to run a society that is germ or virus free. And they'll hold this over all the countries of the first world that they want to destroy. And and North Americans don't really know this, China is the first world now. That is the only nation they are going to leave standing, because everything is made and manufactured in China. The engine that is China, that drives the whole world economy, it is finished. It is finished being built up, so now it can handle all the processing of manufacturing in the entire world, I dare say. Therefore, what are all these post-industrial nations like Canada, United States, Australia, New Zealand, the UK supposed to do? Well, they're still there to be drained of their resources, because the beast that we have created called China is hungry for food and resources. And if there really are a billion people in there and they really are growing up with wealth because they're doing all the work of the entire world, they're going to need the resources, the coal, the raw materials, the lumber from all these first world nations that have been systematically destroyed over the last 50 or 70 years. But then the question remains, what to do with all the people that are left in these first world nations that were told, we were told that we were going to get service economies where we would sell our services to the entire world. Well, it sounds good on paper, but on the other hand, most services are best done, even with the internet, more locally. And especially since if you are the engine of the world, China, you're not going to buy services necessarily from Canada. You're going to deal with your own language and businesses, service industries in your own proximity. So that was a myth that I don't think ever was going to be realized. And I think the people that run this planet knew that. Or they didn't care if it didn't work out, because they had another plan, and that was to literally implode all the first world nations into manageable mega regions and mega cities and administer all of them from some central command somewhere, which could be Geneva, which could be even in China, because China's already said they're going to take over all the travel, health, immuno, whatever you want to call it, passport system. So I think it could easily be administered from China, which will definitely be at the top of the world's mountain for the next 100 to 200 years. That has been the plan for the last 75 years, and now we are in the post-industrial, post-nation state era. So all of you guys like me that are in the First Nations and the First World Nations, we are at the beginning of our destruction. The destruction phase. That's what's happening right now. That's where we're going. That's my theory. That's why it's not going to end. This is not going to end. And if you're a professional and you want to move up in the world, you're going to have to go to China. And that's been happening for the last 10 or 20 years. All the professionals that want to build and be part of a growing, vibrant country, even though it is an authoritarian dictatorship, they have already been in China. practicing their skills for the last 10 or 20 years. That's where they've been. That's where the excitement has been. And if you go look up just various videos of China, most North Americans would be stunned at what's happening there. 6,000 miles of roads being built, high-speed rail being built, and they can actually support high-speed rail because of the density of their population, where in North America, we are just pretty much concentrated in a few small areas. We don't need it in the same way, and we're not nearly as concentrated as China for population to support it. So they have the density to support all that, and that's why it's being done there. So all that technology is being done over there. And if you really believe this was a pandemic, which it never was, then China would still be shut down because there's still international travel to and from China to most of the places in the world. So the virus, if there was one, which there's not, it would be over there to this day still, but it's not. If you look at this video, someone shot in Wuhan. Life is normal over there. It's, yeah, okay, they're wearing masks, but look at these cities. Look at these brand new cities going on. Now, a lot of these cities in Wuhan, in China rather, were polluted anyway just because of the incredible industrialization, the incredible manufacturing, and the incredible density. So there was pollution, and so that is one of the reasons they wore masks anyway. Just to be able to breathe, but it's not because of any kind of virus. But this is what's going on right now. Most North Americans have no idea what all their technical know-how and transfer of knowledge and industry has done. You have helped build an incredibly modern nation, and now they have the capability to supply the world. And that is why the first world nations are going to be reorganized, because they are not needed anymore, save for their resources. China's always going to need the resources of Canada, and they're basically draining it out right now. Our liquid natural gas, they take a good chunk of our agriculture. It's all being drained out the back door. They take our raw materials. We don't even process it here anymore. These are malls in China. Look how modern this thing is. Look at this tall ceiling. It's insane. Now, it's funny. This was sent to me by Jan Ash, one of our great researchers. And I've also been watching James Goodman, Crowdsource for Truth, and he's wandering around America. And he calls it his Ghost Town series, where he's going all the cities around America that are all in various stages of lockdown to, quote-unquote, get the virus. But the main thing that I've noticed, say, compared to this China video, is these ghost towns are ghost towns. They're empty. Absolutely abandoned, empty, boarded up. And then when you get up to the Rust Belt, where I am in the northern United States, where the industry's been destroyed.
This is a big one. Minneapolis, Minnesota. And not just that, I'm here at the now infamous Cub Foods. I think I'm here. It's close. So some of these videos I've been making, you know, time shifting to protect my time and location so that people don't show up in some of these towns and try and smash me in the head with a brick or something like that. But as I record this, the jury has just heard the closing arguments in the Derek Chauvin trial. They are deliberating. And depending on when I put this out, we may already know the verdict. But at this
point, the point I want to make in this video is you look at Minneapolis.
It's interesting to see the neighborhood,
which is a city
here
in decline, no doubt.
Really a historic.
You'll see
why,
by his videos, the source of a, I wouldn't put it past the police, that these cities are definitely in
go
a post-industrial
on,
state, definitely in decline. I highly recommend, I'll just click on this. I highly recommend Jason Series, which just basically outlines what I've said, what I've thought, and that is that all American cities are in severe decline from the inside out, and you can take a look. Ghost Town Salt Lake City, Ghost Town Denver, Colorado. And the only city that had a little sign of life was Sin City, Las Vegas. But here's, I don't know where he was here. Nowheresville, we are open. But yeah, Jason's done a really good job laying out and showing just the destruction, absolutely destruction of the United States. Yeah, there's just some, Los Angeles was particularly gutted and probably will remain so for a long time. Huntington Beach, just Venice Beach. So Venice Beach is the most famous rundown place. Gainesville, Florida. Just take a look at his YouTube channel. I've watched a lot of these videos as he was doing them live. I know he's time shifted, he said, to protect himself from some of the dangerous places like in and around Minneapolis where the George Floyd PSYOP was conducted. But yeah, quite a contrast, quite an amazing contrast. So that's my idea about what's happening. I think Ontario, they're doing it first because we're the most compliant area of North America. We believe in our government. We can't believe that our government would lie to us. That's the number one reason why people will not open themselves up to the idea that they're being lied to, because they just can't imagine they'd be lied to. Now, here's something that was sent on the Telegram circuit. Telegram's a great source of material for me, and anyone who wants to send me stuff, please forward it any way you can, including Telegram. I get a lot of stuff off the Discord, but this was a pretty good Telegram, or I guess it was a text that somebody screen captured, that's the right word, and put on Telegram. And it's from Jason Kristoff, who I think has a YouTube channel, actually. I'll just take a quick peek and take a look at that. Let me just see if I can find Jason Kristoff real quick. Jason Kristoff, yeah, he's always on the talk show circuit. Interesting guy. I'll just subscribe to him. I'm already subscribed somewhere else. This was a great video that he did, actually, how the elite use sports to rule the masses. As a matter of fact, I posted that one on FakoTube. I know he does a lot of interviews. Let's just see what he has to say a little bit.
So you had mentioned about vaccines and this, or a little previously. Tell me a little bit more about that. That seems to be something that you're very well versed in, and I have definitely gained some insight from you, even more than what I've studied previously. So do you mind speaking on that?
Yeah, I mean, vaccination are one of those things where it's a very good observational post to kind of look at the effects of the mind control. Because, of course, when you invoke the trauma-based mind control, you can just take the very simple example of, say, you have a very aggressive male who beats his wife. The victim is always more compliant to any request of the aggressor. That's the base of trauma-based mind control. So you don't really have to program the victim on every subtlety of the aggressor's behavior. All the victim has to know is, like, if I don't agree to this, the next beating, the next trauma is coming. So it could be, give me a beer, give me my slippers, give me the newspaper. It could be where of your pain. It doesn't matter. It's all about pleasing the aggressor.
Well, I don't know. That's a lot. It's going to take a while to get to the vaccine part. But this is a message I think he responded to. And the person says, I'm sick and tired of being attacked and called all the names under the sun by people because I'm against vaccines. How do you respond to people who say what you are saying is dangerous simply because they blindly follow what they've been told? Well, science has proved wrong over and over and again. It's absolutely absurd. And here's his response. I think this is the same guy. It must be. Interesting name, though. Christoph. Christoph was the protagonist in The Truman Show, which is a great movie. And it's obviously a variation of the word Christ. How do I respond? I usually don't because there is a force on this planet trying to literally kill the dumbest and most stupid of the human herd. To interfere with that at times isn't wise. This force is powerful, well-connected, and can reach out to anyone who interferes with the death energy it requires to live. Vaccines and all toxic medicines are literally a test. If you're too fucking dumb to understand that poisons will make you sick, and that injecting poison into your blood will make you the most sick, the quickest, do you really think I'm going to be able to talk sense into that person? The dumb people are dying by the boatload and will not survive because they're too stunned to understand that poisons can't heal. Poison doesn't work like that. I'm a powerful word magician, but there's a strength of stupidity, ignorance, and indoctrination that even I can't penetrate. The meek will not inherit the earth. The intelligent will. Power to the people smart enough to understand exactly what's going on here. So that was an amazing little interaction there with whoever he was talking to. And I think it sounds like this guy, it sounds like this is what he may have said. So I'm not going to play all this stuff. I'm going to see if he's done any interviews lately. Let's see. Jason Christoph. Looks like he's mainly on the talk show circuit. But interesting. I don't see anything recent. Oh, I see. He does hear something. It's not even on. Oh, I see. He has a thing called Extreme Health Radio. Maybe that's his.
I wasn't the.
Let's see here. Or maybe it's not. Okay. Well, you can look him up, Jason Christoph. Interesting guy. And that was an interesting message that he put out there. Okay. I've gone for about half an hour. Let me just quickly go through because. I'm not going to go too long tonight because I was on an audio chat at fake11.com/discord with Jan Erik. And I was pointing out to him, and I like to point out to others, that I have a forum. I'm going to show it to you right now. It's called Fakeologist Forums. And I want to try and get more people on the Fakeologist Forums because I want to start building it up because we can use it as a reference. If you go to fakeologist.com/forums2, and I created a new forum called Reference Books. And as you can see here, we've got different regular forums like introductions, suggestion box, sandbox for just playing around, and chat, just general chat. That doesn't really get used all that much. But here's where the research I'd like to go should go. So we've got coronavirus hoax. I put 2020, but that's when it started. 9/11, PSYOPs hoaxes, baller skepticism, elite gender inversion, NASA, audio clips, 9/11 historical research, and reference books. So I just created this today. And you can see that I put a book called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. That was dropped in the Discord. And Discord is not my server. It's owned by somebody, and Microsoft's going to buy it over, so we can be prepared to have that wiped out again. And I don't want all these great links to disappear. So here's a book that I just quickly uploaded. And you can use an app called Tapatalk, which is a great front end for using this forum on your mobile. That's why I set up this forum, actually, because my pre-existing forum didn't work with the mobile. So this way we can put... So in this thing, I want to put some books here. And in this case, I've already downloaded that, but you can, I wonder if I can open a link in root tab. Let's try that. It just wants to download it. So it's just a PDF that it'll just download. Actually, it looks like it counts them too, how many times it's downloaded. So that's pretty handy and dandy. So put your stuff here if you have any books to share. Now, there is another website called b-ok.cc, and they have most books here. Silent Wars. What was it called? Silent Weapons for Quiet War. So it's already, somebody already uploaded it, and this is a great book site. So it does exist already. But I like to have a couple of these just on my site in case people can't find them. So there you go. That's the book there. Let's use the Fakeologist forums, if we could, to store our research. And finding stuff on this forum is a lot easier, and it's in a nice threaded form. This is the way people used to communicate on the internet before all these colorful, fancy chat boards popped up. And it is pretty nice, clearly. It's colorful, and we do have a lot of different parts to the forum. And you can talk, of course. That's the main thrust. But I want to get some of the research material over to the forums, if I could. If you could help me there, that would be good. Just register here. If you go to the top right, you'll see that you register. And once I recognize who you are, drop me an email saying you registered, and I'll just confirm it's you, and then you'll be all set to go. So let's take all just forums and see if you guys can get set up there, put your research there. Now, I also said, and you all know, that I've got quite a few people, as usual, on the YouTube, because people love YouTube. That I have FakoTube, which is my own video server. So if you could sign up there, because we also have our own chat all over there. And I still don't have anyone using it. So I'd like to get people migrated over there. You can see here's the chat here. Not too much going on. But this is the home of FakoTube. The main screen will have just a random video. I don't know how it's selected here. And then it'll have the live. So you can see it's flashing live right now. And then underneath, all the latest videos. And let me look here. Here's something interesting. Most of our shows, like tonight, have almost very few views. Here's one with 22. Here's one with 35. Very few views. Obviously, my shows aren't that interesting, I'll have to admit myself. And there's not much to see on the video screen because I just put the screenshots and I'm not always actively moving them around. However, this one, FAK 295, which I did a couple, was that yesterday or 2 days ago? It was 2 days ago. I think Uncle Odd shared this with his network. And it's got over 500 views, which is way more than normal. 20 times more than normal. So that was a pretty good one that Uncle Odd enjoyed. And he must have a pretty good network. And apparently that changed some minds on people's opinions on quaxinations, which I'm pretty proud of. Uncle Odd did point out to me earlier. I didn't quite finish talking to Uncle Odd on that. I was going to post it, but we only talked for about 10 minutes. But there you go. If you want to watch a show that's only 58 minutes, and take a peek at that, FAK 295, if you missed it. Well, there you go. And then below we have the most watched. And this one I put on 4 months ago. And I got this off BitChute or somewhere. I thought it was pretty good. This one's got 71,000 views. That's kind of the nice. I think I have a more accurate number, view count number, than YouTube would ever give me, which is another reason why I like FakoTube. And FakoTube's also very fast. And actually, the sponsorship for FakoTube is up for sale as of the end of the month. if you'd like to sponsor FacoTube, please hit me up. Preferred method of payment is Pirate Coin, which is done very well, or Monero, two privacy coins that I am using. Or if you don't want to use that, use PayPal. But I need a sponsor starting May 1st. So if you're interested, it's a fairly expensive server to keep videos. But I've had over, I think, 700,000 views. I can't even remember when it started. I'm going to say last September or October. So it gets about double the views that the blog does, which is more proof that people like moving pictures with sound than they do reading words. To try and put just a few select videos up that I think are good. And sometimes I don't even post them on the blog. Now here's one that I don't even know if it's up still. I don't even know if I put it up before. Sometimes I put stuff up and it's probably a duplicate. But we can quickly check. This is the nuclear bomb hoax. And let's just see. I think our search is pretty good now. So let's type in nuclear and see what comes up. I think actually I put it up. I think it's already been up, but I'm not sure. So this is all the videos with nuclear. The latest video. Nuclei. That was okay. 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 So this one was, I think some guy just made it. So this is 13 minutes, 17 seconds. And it's coincidental that there's a thumbnail of Galen Windsor, and then right beside it is the actual video with Galen Windsor, who was explaining how it's a complete hoax. So this is one that was on Jeff the Dollar Vigilante's video today. I'm not sure I'm going to post his video today, is today's video, because it is more to do with crypto, and I try and keep it on Fakeology a little more, but he put this video, and I lifted it, because Jeff is kind enough to post the source. So this is Greg Carlwood talking with Eric Dubay.
Another thing that people have taken as a given that seems to be, that could possibly be a complete fabrication, it might be another offshoot of this Mason's plan to just siphon off a bunch of money from the space program, but also siphon a bunch of money from the nuclear weapons program, because it seems like, and this was only brought to my attention through you and your post about it and the footage that you've shown.
Well, clearly Greg doesn't go to the blog, because we've been talking about this for ages.
It seems like at least the test footage that we've seen of a lot of nuclear weapons from back in the day, when they're telling our parents to duck and cover under their school desk to protect them from a nuclear blast, and you got the air raid sirens going off. Obviously, our entire culture was completely paralyzed by the idea of nuclear weapons. But when you're looking at the test footage, given back then it might not have looked fake. You know, back then they actually thought King Kong looked real in the movie, or Jaws looked real in the movie. But now we can see it's clearly fake. When you look back at that footage, it's oftentimes, it looks like the scale of, say, a subdivision where you're in an empty lot across the street aiming a camera at a farmhouse on the other side of the street, a lot over, and then the blast hits and the farmhouse just gets destroyed. The house just gets ripped apart. But what happened to the camera? You know, who's filming that? The camera is only a couple hundred feet away from that. And in some videos, man, this is the most compelling, is the blast comes from behind the camera. What the hell is that? The blast comes from behind the camera and the house gets blown away out into the background of the shot. And you're like, what kind of camera in that day and age could survive that blast, but an entire building can't? I mean,
all right, so that's their expose on the nuclear bomb, hoax story, the Hiroshima, Nagasaki. I'll go farther than that to say all nuclear science is a fake. It's a hoax. It's another 150 year old lie that's just like the virus germ theory lie that's just hasn't been refuted or disputed, even though they are just myths that have been protected for a long time, and they're just taken as real to this day. Very, 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 very excellent, fantastic psyops. All right. Yeah, here's, I think I didn't post too much today, but yesterday I'm not sure I got to older posts either because I just have some caller inners. Let me just go back a little bit. I had the Administrator of Canada. I talked about him. Chris Sky was on Washed Up Talk Show Hosts, and Chris Sky did pretty well. I'm not going to play that. Okay, I talked about that. I talked about the polio swindle. Talked about, okay, there's Jeff's video on the Branch Covidians. Yeah, looks like I did cover a lot of this. Looks like I did. Why don't I do something different tonight and go on to the Twitter. Go to fake11.com/Twitter1. You'll find my Twitter. fake11.com/Twitter1. What do we got here? Okay, I retweeted the Great Canadian Timeline. That's an oldie but a goodie. The VAERS vaccine adverse effects registry. Why do I always get that wrong? That's an acronym that doesn't work too well for me. VAERS. Vaccine adverse event reporting system. God damn. Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay. So that's what VAERS means. So this guy was saying, get back to the tweets. Yeah, this guy was saying there's 3486 post-COVID vaccine deaths, almost as many have been reported. For every other vaccine combined in the database's 30-year history, lucky us, every single one was a coinky-dink. They're all coincidences. Amazing. Amazing. I do retweet a lot of Roger Bezenis. I asked him to come on, whether he'll respond. I do not know. He's a pretty good spokesperson for the terrain theory. A lot of his stuff is repeated. Okay. How many impressions did I get? Most of my tweets are just retweets from my blog, but that one got 48 views. I'm still stunned that I don't really get too much traction on the Twitter. Okay. I'm really looking for my retweets. Everything here. Oh, this guy called it the science fiction table. And that's the Ontario COVID-19. So now the latest thing is they want to do COVID zero. That's apparently the thing that they say worked in Australia, or New Zealand rather. So they get zero cases of COVID. And the only way to do that is to completely destroy the economy. So I guess if you have nobody walking around, nobody interacting to confirm their phony theory that viruses are contagious and can just literally jump around between people when you breathe, the only way to do that is literally lock everyone down for 30 days. So they call that COVID zero. And he's calling it the science fiction table. I think that's funny. It's perfect. Here's Human Vibration showing some of these fantastic mask prostheses that you just basically pull down tight over your face, and your existing face can move the prosthesis. Pretty amazing. Okay, I'm just looking for the retweets. I do a lot of retweeting. Something about a COVID capsule to take at home, whatever that means. one says, okay, it looks like this is my old show from a couple days ago. 26 viewers, I guess. 26 people watched that. Keep going. I retweeted this thing about the roadmap where we are in Canada. I had an epiphany last night. Since vaccines came available, there's been an odd phenomenon. Many of the most ardent pro-lockdown, pro-mask zealots show euphoric excitement, sometimes to the point of tears, at receiving a COVID vaccine. They share photos far and wide. And anyone that thinks that our inflation rate is at 1 or 2% is just looking at phony statistics. Lumber is up 265% year over year. Oil, 210%. Gas, 182%. Corn up 84%. Copper, 83%. Soybeans up 72%. Silver is up. Sugar is up. Natural gas is up. Yet we're told our inflation is 1%. I think they actually jacked it up to 2%. Right. Here's something that says masks and lockdowns are pointless. Yeah, they're pointless from a health point of view. But as I've said before, from a destroying the economy point of view, they make perfect sense. And that is the goal. COVID is just a smokescreen. Here's a brave doctor in Ontario asking, where is the data to support these extremist actions? The virus is here to stay, variants are normal. This person, again, is confirming viruses are real, but she's saying COVID zero is impossible. So that's the latest thing that the Ontario science fiction table wants to bring about. And this is all part of the script, is to bring in COVID zero. Here we go. Masks cause premature death. Oh, I guess maybe. I don't think most people in the elite, most elite are not wearing the double masks. They only wear them for the camera. I feel sorry for the retail workers, though. They are masked up all day running around. That's gross. And here's the video. See, this is the other thing I think they're using. They want people to lose confidence in the police. So there are police that are enforcing these insane public health orders, even though they're not laws. And then someone inevitably catches a cop knocking a kid down or just being a little too aggressive and brutal. Because the cops are kind of torn between, do they stay constitutional, follow the Constitution, or do they take the commands from above and enforce public health orders? It must be a tough. So I guess the aggressive cops are gonna be just a little more aggressive, but they're gonna get it caught on film. And I think that the long term game is that they're going to bring in foreign military to enforce public health orders. I think that's the long-term game plan. Because they'll say, well, the cops aren't willing to enforce public health, therefore we're still in lockdown because no one's following the COVID zero protocol, so we'll have to bring in occupying armies. And that's why tomorrow we might be getting this so-called martial law where they, I guess, they're going to use the Canadian military, however many there are, to do that. And I think the military are even younger soldiers compared to, say, police. They may be even more aggressive and potentially more dangerous if they have the numbers to start cracking heads over people that disobey public health orders but that are not laws. So that could be kind of dangerous. I don't know if it's going to happen. What we should do is just take a quick peek here at the top, do a quick search on Twitter for Canada Canada martial law. Let's see what the tweeter is saying tonight. Let's click on the latest tab. I don't know why it always goes to the top. Martial law. Well, I don't see. No emergencies, non-emergency surgeries are all canceled. Don't see anything right this second. Well, Stefanos Keratopoulos, who's on the Kevin J. Johnson show, he is saying that it's coming. Okay. Well, interesting. Well, he thinks it's happening. And it'll be done under the Federal Emergency Act. The federal government of Canada has not invoked the Federal Emergency Act yet. Ontario is under the Emergency Act. So the provinces have their own Emergency Act, but the federal government does not. So I guess the federal government has to invoke their Emergency Act to allow the Canadian Defense military to be deployed in the provinces, because the provinces don't have military control. So I'm guessing that's what it is. Okay. So it's a possibility. And I think it's only because they might not be happy if the police are not going to enforce these unconstitutional laws. So let's see. Who's Dr. Williams is our chief medical officer? What garbage is he spewing? These are the tyrants that are running things in Ontario. And the good doctor is blaming Ontarians because we're just not taking our public health actions seriously enough. We have this just back and forth between the public health and the politicians. And ultimately, the public health tyrants are going to win because they're backed by a worldwide cabal that are pushing this worldwide medical tyranny dictatorship really, really hard. So the local politicians will fall. Yeah. That's my assessment so far. All right. Why don't I close out tonight with my clips? The whole idea about playing clips is to psychic drive the idea that putting quaxinations directly into your veins is a really bad idea because it's nothing but poison. So here we go. Two clips from Agnes von der Planitz, bizarre name. And we'll play these two clips and close out for the hour and for the week. So if you don't hear from me again, fakeologist.com/donate. We have FakoTube. We have fake11.com/telegram. We have our Discord, all kinds of sites, and guys, get on the forum and also sign up for FakoTube. Let's get off the big boys' platforms while we still can. So we'll be back this Sunday. Maybe we'll do an emergency broadcast if there's something even more exciting to talk about before Sunday. Here we go.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease. It's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs, so they'll let the eggs rot and they contaminate them with this, you know, with tissue, diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, I mean a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some animal, diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that. I'd say never let anybody stick anything into you ever.